Reflections by Saint. To drive away from inside a cave the darkness that has been there for 1,000 years, another 1,000 years are not necessary. A candle would be enough. The moment a light is brought into the cave, the dense darkness which had occupied it for centuries vanishes in a moment. So also the vasanas, accumulated through thousands of years and thousands of births, just disappear, as it were, by the light of the Guru's grace. The only effort needed to take the light into the cave of darkness is praying for grace at the feet of the Master. Once the darkness disappears, all suffering due to ignorance also goes and life becomes what it should be, its purpose achieved. Guru's grace is so simple yet so very powerful. There are great contradictions at every stage and in every statement of not only the saints and sages but also in the Upanishads and Vedas. There is God. Why worry over God? World does exist. World is mithya. There is no Maya. Maya is all powerful. Jiva is not. In a rupee coin, there are two sides, head and tail. Yet, the person who makes use of it never bothers about the sides. Though the existence of the two sides is not actually denied, yet for all practical purposes, they are non-existent. When there is advertence to the sides, as in tossing, the value of the coin is of no account. So also, pairs of opposites and exact contradictions do exist and appear in the statements of the sages. They are not negated, but they are transcended. Being existence is the whole. Contradictory ideas and statements do not have any real independent truth. They are used as stepping stones to be left behind. Hence, to utilize the full value of spiritual truth as existence, wholeness of being, the sages and Upanishads present these contradictions and integrate them in the supreme truth of oneness according to the varying development of the seeker. Let us utilize the coin as a whole and not worry over its two sides. There is an obvious difference between theory and practice in spirituality. The philosophers are usually concerned with the former and the mystics and seers with the latter. Both are necessary. Without practice, theory is of no value at all. But strangely enough, even great jnanis like Sri Ramana Maharishi, who did not even bother about God before he had the death experience, formulated his teachings in theory later for the sake of seekers. Shankara and Ramanuja too established philosophical systems of thought. The relation between theory and practice can be explained by the two injunctions. Only when you know swimming should you get into the water, and only by getting into the water could you learn swimming. The former statement symbolizes the theories of philosophers and the latter the practical methods shown by mystics and seers. But then only a practical sage, a man of experience, could give the theory. What we usually do is to start first with theory, that is, we always stand on the shore and justify our standing there and also preventing others from getting into the water. The man swimming in the water could use theory to guide novices from drowning. Theory could be promulgated only by a practical man, a man who knows. Only the rishi who knew the ultimate could give out a theory on the ultimate. Let us dive within ourselves before talking of a spiritual heart. Let us experience it before we could expound it. Practice starts within the individual from the heart, theory from the intellect. Practice starts with the I. Theory is for the you and he. Love thy neighbor as thyself, Christ. How to put the famous statement into the practice? There is a single way. Reverse the sentence and follow it. Love thyself as thou lovest thy neighbor. The meaning is the oneness of being. Sri Ramana said, there are no others. There is only one self. Why should one have learning or theoretical knowledge at all? Since this has ultimately to be given up as an obstacle for final release. Why carry heavy stones while swimming? The answer is simple. We are not merely swimmers, but are also pearl divers. The tying of stones to our waist is absolutely essential to dive deep into the water to obtain the precious pearl, that is the self. Disciplining the mind by the process of learning may help some. There is often misunderstanding of the relation of sadhana and siddhi, not the occult power but the goal of sadhana. The confusion arises from conceiving sadhana as the cause or means, and siddhi as the effect or goal. In fact, it is a single process and the two are interdependent. To regard sadhana as the cause and siddhi as the effect is like regarding the mechanism of a clock as the cause and time as its effect. The working of the mechanism and the passage of time proceed simultaneously. Sadhana and siddhi likewise are simultaneous and interrelated processes. Individual practice and striving is thus stressed by seers, since awareness, sakshi, chaitanya is ever present but veiled by ignorance. The expulsion of ignorance is not a cause and the dawning of wisdom the effect. Disappearance of ignorance and unveiling of wisdom are a single simultaneous process. Thus, for a genuine seeker, a mumukshu, the sadhana and siddhi are not separate existence but one continuous increasing awareness. Through meditation, self-enquiry, death can be conquered. How? Action is the result of the thinking process, the mind. Objects are but solidified thought. All three karmas, Sanchita, Agami and Prarabdha, are thus due solely to thoughts. When thoughts are eradicated, actions are put an end to, and since there is no thinking, no memory, the past is no more, and since there is no desire, there is no future too. So, the three karmas are nullified. Of course, the vast stored up karmas are stupendous and they can be destroyed only by continuous effort and uninterrupted current of self-enquiry and meditation. So, practically speaking, by stopping thinking, the mind is slowly weakened and stilled till ultimately it merges into the self. It is like peeling an onion layer after layer till nothing remains. By destruction of mind and merging it in the self through ending thoughts, death is conquered.